from Pat Proffitt's, Greg Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Did you have them on hold or did you have them cutting?
I actually had them on hold, and I said that on a program earlier in the week, and I obviously know it took the market by surprise, but I think it's completely the right call to leave it at 1%. Kiwi dollar rose, of course. NZ50 down 0.8%. Yield stocks perhaps a little bit less appeal in theory, given the rate cut was priced in. But obviously the Reserve Bank said there's no major change to the outlook since the 0.5% cut in August. We've had that uptick inflation. I've said that previously. Unemployment's ticked up, but still, 4.2%, but still in a pretty good spot. And wages at a 10-year high. So the RBNZ said inflation is below 2%, but within its target range. And obviously with the property market turning around, particularly in Auckland as well. I think the growth outlook generally is looking okay with commodity prices and as long as we get that trade deal. But I think also, Mike, this speaks to the fact that globally we probably are looking at, after a 10-year easing path, a bottoming of interest rates potentially. Mm. And we're also seeing bond yields tick up.
Exactly. Well, congratulations. You were one of the few. Now, what's the Fed had to say?
Yeah, to get something right. The US Federal Reserve, they're actually also pretty upbeat. So Jerome Powell has been testifying in front of Congress, and he's expressed a pretty rosy view of the world's largest economy. He said the sustained expansion is likely if interest rates cuts still to be felt. Low unemployment, and that's also boosting household spending. Well, by the way, that's also boosted household debt. That's almost $14 trillion. He's brushed it aside fears an impending slowdown. Again, a lot hanging on this US-China trade deal. And look, his view is also reinforced by consumer prices on Wednesday, which rose the most in 7 months. So again, looks like the Fed's quite possibly done for now. He's also said that, look, they could sort of go lower if needed, but fiscal stimulus is probably not such an option with the federal deficits running about $1 trillion. But overall, US economy effectively in a Goldilocks state, not too hot, not too cold.
And Elon's gone Germany, not Britain.
Yeah, that's very good for Germany. Of course, Elon Musk has announced the second factory outside the US in Berlin. So that's very good. Obviously, the German economic minister, he said that's great for Germany. Going to be thousands of jobs. And this plant's sort of going to kick off with the Model Y, then the Model 3, and obviously sort of taking it to the heart of Europe, isn't it, with Volkswagen, Daimler, BMW, Co. there as well. Ironically, the VW CEO was on stage with Musk early in the week and praised him for sort of highlighting the opportunity of EV models. So I guess he might be sort of regretting that. But also, of course, Musk rub salt in the wounds of the UK as well, saying he probably would have built the gigafactory there apart from Brexit.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what are the numbers?
Okay, so I've got the impeachment hearing going on, of course, to add to the mix. But yeah, the Dow was up 35 points, a new record, 27,726. NASDAQ flat, ASX 200 down 0.8%, as well as the Nikkei, FTSE down 0.2%, gold up $9. WTI oil up 45 cents. The Kiwi rallied strongly 1% or more against all the major currencies. So US 64 cents, 93.7 Aussie cents, 58.17 euro cents, 49.85 pence, 69.65 against the yen. NZ50, as mentioned, 90 points lower, 10.835. And we might see a bit more selling of yield stocks yet, I suspect.
Well done, mate. You have a good day. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith out of Fat Proffitt's for us on Thursday morning at 6:20 already.